Pessimism doesn't belong in SEO. The answer is in the word itself. The word optimization contains an inherent bias. It comes from the Latin optimus, meaning the best. The same root gave us optimist. You cannot optimize while being pessimistic. It's definitionally impossible. I live tangentially to the SEO community and appreciate them as gritty, self-taught polymaths worthy of respect. Right now, with AI search, there's a lot of back and forth between pessimists and optimists about where this is heading. The answer lies in the very word at the heart of your profession. The etymology of excellence requires optimism. When you optimize your search presence for AI, you're participating in a practice that dates back to ancient Rome, one that assumes improvement is possible and worth pursuing. Being an optimist in times of radical change is absolutely critical. These are worth it. Hans Rosling proved this with data in Factfulness. The world improves when we measure reality instead of accepting pessimistic narratives. Matt Ridley extended the argument in The Rational Optimist. Human progress comes from exchange and specialization. Both understood that optimism isn't naive hope, it's an evidence-based belief that problems generate solutions because humans find a way. Each challenge in search visibility creates new approaches, while each limitation in current AI models drives the development of better architectures. The practice of seeking optimists assumes improvement is possible and worth pursuing. AI search is forcing us back to this original meaning, with so many changes every week, like the launch of OpenAI's Search GPT browser. I get it, the browser has some issues, like security, but do you really think betting against this working is the wise choice? OpenAI's Search GPT browser integrates conversational AI directly into web navigation, making every search the start of a dialogue rather than a one-time query. From transaction to dialogue, conversational interfaces. The real unlock for AI is in conversation. We are only just starting, as many of these advanced voice modes are still just a novelty to most users, but this is where it has to go. An earpiece, maybe in your glasses, or a microphone at your desk, means you will soon talk to your machine for most things. I already do, thanks to tools like Monologue.to. The word conversation originates from the Latin verb conversare, meaning to turn with or to travel across together. Traditional search was transactional. You asked, it retrieved, transaction ended. AI search is conversational. You asked, it responds, you refine, it adapts, and you both move somewhere neither party started. Search is no longer a finite game, but rather an infinite one. The goal is to keep playing, not to win and finish. Gemini's Go Live mode in Chrome demonstrates this. You speak to your browser, it navigates with you, highlighting relevant content, scrolling to specific sections, and asking clarifying questions. You're traveling through information together, truly conversing. The browser becomes a guide, not a tool. Claude Code is another way to travel across a space together. Wang and Strong published their Information Quality Framework in 1996, establishing that data quality must be considered within the context of the task at hand. Quality isn't absolute, but relative to use. This contextual approach to quality explains why AI search evaluates your content differently from traditional algorithms. AI search understands this fundamental principle. When systems analyze your content, they ask, "Is this accurate for this user's query and in this conversational context?" The system evaluates fitness for purpose, not abstract perfection. Now that I see this pattern in conversation, or even better, dialogue, from Greek dialogos, formed from dia, meaning through, and logos, meaning word or speech, I can't stop seeing it everywhere AI is taking root. Alpha School in Austin proves this optimization principle in education. AI tutors teach core academics in 2 hours daily. Students test in the top 1 to 2% nationally. The model optimizes for mastery rather than coverage. When AI handles content delivery, human guides focus on motivation, emotional support, and complex problem solving. The same optimization principle applies to search. Traditional SEO optimized for coverage, cramming keywords and topics to rank for maximum queries. AI search optimization requires mastery, where depth on focused topics outperforms shallow coverage across many. evidence-based optimism. From the godfather of AI, Geoffrey Hinton, has spent years warning us about AI risks. Then, just days ago, he changed his position based on a new idea. If this guy is becoming optimistic about AI, you should really consider the same. When the researcher who pioneered neural networks shifts from pessimism to cautious optimism, it matters. It's evidence-based thinking. This same principle applies to search optimization. AI systems optimize for user value. They detect quality over manipulation. SEO professionals who optimize for genuine value instead of gaming algorithms will thrive. The pessimists who resist will fade. Your practical roadmap to optimistic SEO. SEOs need to get more optimistic, and here's what that actually looks like in practice. Stop treating AI search as a threat to manage. Start treating it as the most significant expansion of search opportunity in 20 years, because that's exactly what it is. Build for conversation, not transaction. When writing about a product feature, include the comparison questions users ask next. Document not just what it does, but why someone would choose it over alternatives, what problems it solves poorly, and which use cases it handles best. Your content needs to answer follow-up questions before they're asked, provide context that supports dialogue, and structure information for systems that travel with users rather than simply retrieve for them. The Romans pursuing optimists understood something we're relearning. Excellence is a direction, not a destination. The practice of seeking the best never ends because context keeps changing, competition keeps improving, and standards keep rising. I just don't get the pessimism. Measure what matters to users. AI systems are getting exponentially better at detecting when you're optimizing for algorithms versus optimizing for people. The gap between these two approaches is about to become a chasm. Optimus isn't about being best today, it's about pursuing the best tomorrow. The word you've built your profession around contains your roadmap forward. Be optimistic, by definition.